Chapter 1. The Internet Changes Everything. A Day in the Life. It's Monday morning at 7 a.m. My Fitbit Force wristband vibrates to wake me up. After a few minutes, I reach over and pick up my iPhone so I can check for email and other messages. I tap the icon for the Fitbit app and glance at my sleep pattern during the night, including how long it took to fall asleep and how many times I woke up. I step out of bed and shuffle to the bathroom, where I weigh myself using a Fitbit scale that automatically sends the data to a server in the cloud. It, in turn, crunches the numbers and presents feedback via a website or a smartphone app. I can track my weight, body fat, food intake, water consumption, and overall activity level. At breakfast, I use an app on my iPhone, MyFitnessPal, to scan the barcode on the oatmeal package. It taps a database on the internet with more than 3 million entries and provides calorie and nutrition data. Afterward, I drive to the gym to work out. I enter an ID on the treadmill and it tracks my activity, including how far I've traveled, how much I've climbed, and how many calories I've burned. After concluding my run on a treadmill, the machine sends my workout data to MyFitnessPal, which in turn connects to the Fitbit app on my phone. The combination of these devices and apps delivers a fairly complete picture of my daily activity and food consumption. I can tell if my calorie and exercise levels are on target or lagging. I can peer into my nutrition data and see if I'm well hydrated through charts, graphs, and dashboards. When I step back into my house, I glance at my driving data on an iPhone app, MetroMile, which uses a device in my car to gauge my mileage, fuel costs, and more. After I shower, I pick up my iPad, check Facebook, and sort through a stack of email messages. Next, I step into my home office, where I begin working at my desktop computer. A bit later in the day, I remember that I'll be out of town during the weekend, so I program my Ecobee internet-enabled thermostat for vacation mode from my phone. I also remember to program a temporary lock code for the Kevo lock on the front door, so that a neighbor can get inside to water the plants. After completing work, I prepare dinner and then switch on Netflix using a software-based Harmony remote on the phone. I watch the film from a Blu-ray DVD player that connects to the internet via my wireless network. At dusk, a Wemo light switch automatically switches.